too bad. Not too bad. Remember about 4 days ago, it was like 60 degrees?
No, I don't. Don't remember that.
We thought things would be like this forever. How great is this? Snow day. What's a snow day?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that. Well, everybody's heard of it now today. Yeah, quite a change over the weekend in the weather. We knew it wasn't going to last forever. We just didn't know it was going to take an absolute 180 on us all of a sudden. It's cold outside. In addition to what you see stacked up outside this morning, it's chilly out, too. And that's really probably the primary reason that schools are not in session today. The snow has been moved around and out of the way, but it's 9 below 0 here at our studios right now. Fortunately, there's almost no wind whatsoever this morning, so there really isn't any wind chill at all. What you see is what you get this morning. But 9 below 0 out this morning, the current temperature. So 'tis chilly outside this morning. Be kind to your vehicle if it's been sitting outside overnight. It doesn't like the cold any more than you do. Brett's in with us this morning. Did you get her started up?
You betcha. You know, this lays into our plan. Because I'll bet you that stupid groundhog does not see his shadow out in Pennsylvania today.
He did.
They're lying. Do they have a blind man that does that for him or what?
Blind group of men, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, really. There's no way.
They pulled those top hats down over their eyes. I always feel sorry for the gopher. I mean, or the groundhog, rather. He's trying to sleep.
Yeah.
He's hibernating. I mean, poor guy, they grab him by the scruff of the neck and pull him out, and they're all cheering and looking around. He can barely open his eyes, you know. Yeah. Leave me alone.
I think they lied.
Hey, tell us about Camlin's today.
With this hard winter, many of our older furnaces out there are showing wear. Most of these older furnaces are 60 to 80% efficient also. Now is the time to give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call to get a free estimate on replacing your gas-guzzling furnace. We can give you cost on replacing that old unit with a new 98% efficient, or some even in some cases visit with you about a new electric furnace that makes a lot of sense in some communities. With all the models we have to select from, we can get you into a highly efficient unit within your budget and needs. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
You just have to laugh when you see the pictures of old Punxsutawney Phil. Because he's just got that look on his face like, really? Again this year? You guys haven't come up with any better way to figure out the weather?
I still don't believe he's seen his shadow.
One of the first lines, too, you know. Seeing his shadow, predicting 6 more weeks of winter, despite overcast skies.
I don't think they should count camera flash.
Just look at the look on his face. Seriously, guys? It's cold outside, as we mentioned this morning. I was looking around the temperatures. It's all pretty consistent for the most part around the area. We mentioned, well, we're down to 10 below zero right now here in Atlantic. A bunch of temperatures around the region similar to that. Harlan is 9 below zero. Denison's 9 below zero this morning. Perry also at 9 below zero. Cherokee is at 9 below. Audubon and Carroll both at 8 below zero this morning. Red Oak is 8 below. Sioux City is 8 below zero. Storm Lake also minus 8 degrees this morning. 7 below zero in Spencer. And the only place I could find around anywhere around our immediate region was Des Moines that's above zero. They're 1 this morning. They have 1 degree this morning. Everybody else, Council Bluffs is 4 below. Clarinda was 2 below zero. Ames is 2 below zero. In addition to the other one, Shenandoah is minus 2 this morning. So we already talked about some of the 7, 8, 9 below zero temperature readings this morning. Creston's at 4 below zero. So it's chilly outside this morning. But as I said, again, there's almost no breeze at all. So that's your saving grace this morning, is at least it's not just awful wind chill. Brett walked in here this morning and he said, how did you put it? Are there any schools in the listening area that have school today?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the answer, the immediate answer is no. They're pretty much all canceled this morning. On our cancellations page at KJAN.com, it's just a lot of X's on there this morning under the canceled column this morning. Atlantic, Adair Casey, AHSTW, Audubon, Bedford, Bowyer Valley, Cam, Charter Oak, Ute, Clarinda, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Creston, Denison, East Mills, Exira, EHK, Essex, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, Harlan, Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Prescott, Red Oak, Riverside, Sleswig, Denison, or the Shelby County Catholic Schools, the Southwest Valley Schools, Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, Walnut, West Central Valley, Woodbine. All those schools have announced they've canceled classes for today. Also at Exira EHK, they let us know that the conferences will be rescheduled there. Audubon has canceled all activities for today as well as school. The Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA is canceled today. Child Watch will be available, though, starting at 10 this morning. TLC is open today. They do suggest you bring a sack lunch. Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool is closed today. Kids Come First Daycare will be open at 10 a.m., though. Atlantic Head Start is closed today. No home visits today, either. Southwestern Community College is closed. Iowa Western Community College has closed all of their sites today. And no Les Hills learners at the Atlantic campus today. And we did have a bunch of other cancellations and postponements around the area. The Knights of Columbus Spelling Bee, which was supposed to have been yesterday, has been postponed until February 8th. Also, there are no morning classes of any type at the Nishnevalley Family YMCA in Atlantic this morning. The Monogram Prepared Meats in Harlan has a two-hour late start this morning. Also, OSI in Oakland will begin their shift 2 hours late this morning. There are no Monday classes today. No classes today at Villa Dance in Atlantic. Also, the Cass County Courthouse is closed early this morning. They'll be opening at 10 o'clock today. The Cardiac Rehab Center at the Cass County Memorial Hospital is closed today. There'll be no cardiology outpatient clinic at Cass County Memorial Hospital. There will be no congregate meals or Meals on Wheels in Audubon or Exira today. Also, the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic has postponed their Monday meetings. Their meetings for today postponed. The church council meeting has been rescheduled for Sunday, February 8th, and that'll be after their last service at noon. Also, let's see, what else do we have here? The Guthrie County Cattlemen's Banquet, which was supposed to have been Saturday night, that was postponed. They're going to do that instead February 7th, starting at 5:30 p.m. Also, the Exira EHK Post-Prom Trivia Night in Exira was postponed. That was supposed to be Saturday. They've rescheduled that for March 21st. And we do have a bunch of other notes on our website, too, that you may or may not want to check out there. Some snow emergency-type notices for some area communities. They were having a snow emergency in place in Exira, but that has now canceled, or has now expired. That was in place until 7 o'clock this morning. Also, there is a tow ban in place in Guthrie and Dallas counties this morning. Towing services also are prohibited in Cass, Adair, Fremont, and Pottawatomie counties. In Glenwood, the mayor there has proclaimed a snow emergency for that community. So if you are familiar with their snow ordinance, park accordingly, I guess. Also, with the chance of accumulating snowfall to occur in Clarinda yet later this weekend, the Clarinda Police Department has also put their snow emergency into effect as well. So those are some of the notes that we have from around the region with regard to the cancellations and postponements and the like. Keep it tuned here to KJAN as the day goes on. I really don't think we're going to see a whole lot of changes in a lot of those things. Schools are already canceled, so we're not going to see changes there. But the weather forecast, well, things have changed. It's going to be chilly for a while now, too, it looks like. You know, last week it was, when they started talking about snow, initially I'm thinking it's not going to be around very long because they're talking about snowfall, and then like the next day it's going to get to like 38 degrees or something. Not really seeing that so much in the forecast anymore.
No, high of 15 here today, high of 28 tomorrow, and then actually on Wednesday a high of 18, and they're calling for another chance of potentially picking up 1 to 3 more inches of snow into Wednesday night.
Yeah, so that forecast really has changed. Yeah, originally last week when I glanced at the forecast, they were calling for temperatures to be in the 20s today, but it was 38 for Tuesday. Right. Not anymore.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Now it's 20. Of course, the snow on the ground has a certain amount of an effect on that, too, and with so much of that snow. Well, hope you had a chance to get out and get some of that stuff taken care of, and, you know, if you do have a snowblower, do a good deed for somebody who doesn't, too. That would be, they'd really appreciate that. You know, this is the time of the year when we start to see that. We're kind of out of practice. If you have any kind of a hint of a bad back, it manifests itself after a snowfall. It's amazing how that works. But yeah, if you can help somebody out, it wouldn't be a bad time to be a good Samaritan out there too. I want to turn things back over to Brett. They're good Samaritans when someone calls in weather like this with a furnace issue.
We've already had a couple Have calls really? This morning.
Yeah. It's not surprising. Yeah. Tell us about Camlin's.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and again that our technicians are the best in the fields in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. 97 years has given us the benefit of the experience to give you, our customer, the best in products, the best in installation, and the best in repairs. Names like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, Sterling, and Midland Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and again that our Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and again that our Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and again that our technicians are the best in the fields in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. 97 years has given us the benefit of the experience to give you, our customer, the best in products, the best in installation, and the best in repairs. Names like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, Sterling, and Midland Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality. Midland Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality. Our Midland Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and again that our technicians are the best in the fields in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. 97 years has given us the benefit of the experience to give you, our customer, the best in products, the best in installation, and the best in repairs. Names like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, Sterling, and Midland technicians are the best in the fields in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. 97 years has given us the benefit of the experience to give you, our customer, the best in products, the best in installation, and the best in repairs. Names like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, Sterling, and many more are the names of products that you can trust in. The amount of installations we've done in the area proves that we are a premier contractor and that our reputation for dealing with repairs and problems is strong. Give us a call next time. We promise we'll do it right. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Aaron Toole. There is nothing I do that I think is going to change the world, but there's nothing in the world that releases me from my obligation to try.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Again, to answer Brett's question up front, no, there's no school around the area this morning. If you're listening to us, go back to bed. No school. Go to work, but no school this morning, all right? We'll keep you posted on all those cancellations and things as the day moves along here as well. Hey, go out and make it a great day. God bless America.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating is celebrating its 97th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our